Shalom to all. Today's off is Chol Daf Ayin Hey. We're starting right at the top line, the last two words, the words Montana. And today's off sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarabas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shamash and Havin Aliyah. So the Gemara just brought a brass regarding Ben Pakua. It came out of the mother alive, was walking around doing its thing, and it walked through water. It now becomes Mokshar Lekabel Toma, and then if it goes into the Beis HaKvaris, it becomes Tameh. So the Gemara asks Montana Avram Banar Hochshar Halcha Beis HaKvaris Nitma. Who's the town of this brass saw that if it went through the river, it becomes Mokshar Lekabel Toma. Now that goes into the Beis HaKvaris, it becomes Tameh. So Rabbi Yechon says Rabbi Yisai Glilihi. This Rabbi Yisai Glilihi. The time you have brass of Rishim and Elazar Omer Mishum Yisai Glilihi. The din of Ben Pakua is the metame Thomas Eichlin. It could become tame with Thomas Eichlin if something tame touches it. It becomes tame because it's considered food. But tsar hechsher and it also requires hechsher the kabel toma. It has to be made susceptible to kabel toma, and that's because even though it's alive and it's walking around, since it doesn't require shchita, Rabbi Yisai Glilihi views it as just a regular piece of meat that requires hechsher the kabel toma and could become tame. And the real gears of the brayso is Rabbi says ain't a metame Thomas Eichlin. It's not metame Thomas Eichlin b'nei shuchai because it's alive, so it's not considered food. And v'chol shuchai and metame Thomas Eichlin, something that's alive can become tame with Thomas Eichlin. Says the Gemara of Azar Reichon Tamei Reichon's Lashita. So the Amar Reichon Reichon says Rabbi Yisai Glilihi Be Shamai Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Yisai Glilihi Be Shamai say the same thing. Rabbi Yisai Glilihi Had Amran. Rabbi Yisai Glilihi. That's what we just said. That something, even if it's alive, since it doesn't require shchita, it's considered food as Matame Thomas Eichlin. Where we see this in another situation. Be Shamai. What's his case? That now we have a Mishnah. Dogim fish Meimasam Mekabel Toma. From when do they become Toma? Meaning when is a fish considered food that now can be Mekabel Toma? So Be Shamai says Mishiatsudu already from when they're trapped, even though they're still alive, since when they're trapped already, the fisherman's holding the fish, there's nothing the fish could do, and since fish don't require shchita, so already then, they're considered food, and they can mekabel tomas oichlin, even though they're alive. So we see the Beis Shammai and Rabbi Yisai Glilihi hold the same thing. We just continue bringing this Mishnah. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says that no mishia musu, the fish has to die in order to mekabel toma, whereas Rabbi Kiva and Rahi says, mishah shen yichayim lichyos, that's from when it can't live anymore. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the difference between Beis Hillel and Rabbi Kiva? They both seem to say it's after the fish died. And Rabbi Yechon clarifies, no, dog mekarteik benayu, the difference is a flapping fish. The fish is flopping about, so it's still alive. However, there's a dry piece under its fins, which is at least the size of the sella coin. So even if it's thrown back into the water at that point in time, it's not able to live. So already now, the Rabbi Kiva considers it dead, as even Makabel Thomas Eichlin, it could become Tamei. Whereas Beis Hillel says it has to be 100% dead in order to become Tamei. Now, once we're on the topic of fish, by Rav Chisda, he asks as follows, Noldu bedogim simani trefa mahu. Let's say a fish developed a simen of a trefa, for example, it got a hole in its intestines, which we know by a behema that's a simen trefa. So what about by a fish? Do we say that since it's developed a simen trefa, it's now considered a trefa and is able to mekabel tomas oichlin when it's alive, or maybe not? And we further clarify, this is a question according to both these manda amrim, which we had earlier on in the Masechta. One manda amr holds a trefa is able to live, one manda amr holds a trefa is not able to live. This is a question according to both of those. This is a question the manda amr the trefa could live. Do we say that behema, who didn't fish a chiyusa, that a behema, it walks around on four, it has a lot of chiyus, a lot of vitality, a lot of life to it, so even though it has a simen trefa, it's not considered dead. Aval dogim, but fish, they don't have a lot of chiyus vitality to them. They die very easily. Loi, perhaps we don't say that, meaning perhaps the fact that it has a simen treif on it tells us that it's actually considered dead, and therefore it's makabel tomas eichlin. Or don't, perhaps it's the other way around. Afil l'manda amar treifa ain't a chayo, even according to manda amar, that a treifa animal is not able to live. Hanimi l'behema, perhaps we only say that by regular behema, the yash b'mina shchita. That's because its min has shchita. Really, its min has treifas, and therefore we say treifa ain't a chayo, it's considered treifa. Aval dogim, but fish, they ain't b'mina shchita. There's no shechita by fish. There's no din of treifas by fish at all. Loi, we would say this doesn't apply, and therefore, even though it does have a simen treifa, it has a hole in the intestines, let's say, it's not considered treifa in as much that now we would consider it dead in the mekabel tomas eichlin. So maybe that's the way that we would look at it. And the Gemara concludes, teiku. And then moving on to another discussion. Says the Gemara, hitila nefel. That's a mother animal miscarry the child. So we have this dead baby animal in front of us. Of course, it's considered nevela and one's not allowed to eat it. The main question, though, over here is, do we consider this that it has shame behema? It's considered a behema, or maybe not. Perhaps it's not considered a behema. And we're going to see in a moment this specifically in regards to its chelev. We know that the chelev of a behema is not only usher to eat, but a person's going to be chayev kares if he eats the chelev of a behema. So what about the chelev of this nefel? So Rabbi Yochanan says, chelbek chelev behema. The chelev of this nefel, this dead baby animal, is considered the chelev of a behema, and if a person eats it, he's chayev kares. Whereas Rishon Lakish Amar, he says, chelbek chelev chaya. Its chelev is like the chelev of a chaya. We know that there's no isser, it's 100% mutter to eat the chelev of a chaya, such as a deer. And obviously, Rishon Lakish does not hold that you're allowed to eat the chelev of his nefel. Remember, we said already that it's considered nevela and it's usher to eat. All he's trying to say is that a person who eats this chelev is not going to be chayv kares, rather he's just going to be chayv for eating nevela, which is a lower level chiyuv. Now, if I explain the shita, Rabbi Yochanan Amar chelev chelev behema, he holds the chelev of his nefel is like the chelev of a behema. That's because avira garim, the fact that now came out into the air of the world, that causes it to be considered a behema. So its chelev is like the chelev of a behema. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, he says that no, chelev chelev chaya, the reason why it's considered like a chaya is because chadashim garmi or chadashim nami garmi, it's it's also the fact that it reached full term that causes it to be considered a behemoth. And since the mother miscarried the child, it wasn't full term, so it doesn't have a din of a behemoth. Now, Ikedamri, some say that this is the machlokes. Kol hecha do loy kol echadashav loy klomhu. Everyone agrees that if this baby animal wasn't full term, that's nothing. It's not considered like a behemoth. Ki pligi, what's our machlokes? Hecha do hoshit yadei lemei behemoth. It's where a person put his hand into the mother animal, v'talash chelev shel ben tes chai, and he tore off a piece of chelev of the baby that was inside, which was a full term 9 month baby and was still alive. So here we don't have a problem of chadashim, it's full term. The only issue is that it hasn't yet come out. And v'achal yeit that chelev. So Rabbi Yochanan says over here, chelev k'chelev behemoth is considered like a behemoth. Why is that? Because chadashim garmi, it's simply the fact that it reached full term pregnancy, full months, and that caused it to be considered a behemoth, even though it's still inside its mother. There's a chiv kars for eating this chelev, or Zer Shimon Lakshamer, he says, chelev k'chelev chaya, its chelev is just like chelev chaya, not like a behemoth, and that's because chadashim ve'avira garmi, we have to have both months, meaning full term pregnancy, and it has to come out into the world, and it has to be born in order for it to be considered a behemoth, and it wasn't born, so it's not the chelev of a behemoth. Now, Eis Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Lakesh, Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakesh. And over here, this brisa that he's going to be quoting is actually picking up in the middle of the brisa. It's talking about the following. We know that certain parts of a carbon have to be burned in the mizbeach, and in many cases, the chelev uklayos, fats and kidneys, are included in that. So the brisa discusses, what about if a female shlomim was shechted and a fetus was found inside? Do we also have to bring the chelev uklayos of the fetus on the mizbeach? So here, the quote of the brisa brings an answer based on a comparison to an asham. What does the brisa say? Ma chelev shtei klayos umrus ba asham. Just like when it says chelev and shtei klayos by an asham, mutz mechal shlil. That's excluded. That's removed from the din of a shlil, which means if a fetus is found inside an asham, its chelev and klayos do not need to be brought on the mizbeach. And why is that? So really, this is a trick question because actually, in possibility, an asham has to be a male, so it can't have a fetus inside. So of course, the din of chelev and shtei klayos don't apply by the shlil of an asham. So av kol, so to all other karbonos, mutz mechal shlil, they're excluded from the din of shlil. Meaning, even when we have a carbon shlamim that could have a fetus inside it, the chelev of that fetus does not have to be brought on the mizbeach. So now says Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Vishlam Lidi, this is all good according to me. That's what we have to have a pasik, excluding the chelev of the shlil, that it doesn't have to be brought on the mizbeach, and that's because I hold that even though the shlil, the fetus, is inside the mother's stomach, since it's full term, it's considered its own entity. And in regards to the chiv kares, its chelev has a din of chelev, so that's why we have to have a pasik. It tells us that the chelev doesn't have to be put on the mizbeach. According to Rish Lakish, am I Ishrech? What do you need it for? Anyway, you say its chelev is not considered chelev, so why would you have to have a pasik that tells you you don't have to put the chelev on the mizbeach? So Amar Leir, Rish Lakish responded to him, Tamin dinami b'hacha. My svar is actually learned from there. In other words, Rish Lakish is telling Rabbi Yochanan, I learned from the fact that the pasuk tells us that the chelev of the fetus doesn't have to be put on the mizbeach. It must be that that doesn't have the regular din of chelev. Memel, if one eats it, he's not chayv kares. Now, Ikedamri, some say that it was all the way around. Eser Rishim Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish was the one that asked the question to Rabbi Yochanan. He brought the brisa saying, Ma chelev shtei klayos umrus ba'asha mutzim chal shlil, afkal mutzim chal shlil. And Bishlam Ledi, this is good according to me, says Rish Lakish, Mishom hachi miyat rachmana. That's why the Torah is maitit. The Torah is telling us it's not considered chelev and was not chayv kares for eating it. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that if one is chelev from a fetus, he is chayv kares, so it's considered regular chelev lekarev. It should have to be put on the mizbeach with its mother's chelev. So Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, you're technically right. However, the reason why the chelev is not put on the mizbeach is because mechusar zman literally means it's lacking time. In other words, it's premature. The Torah tells us beferush that a baby animal is not allowed to be brought as a karbon until it reaches its 8th day after being born. Up until then, it's called mechusar zman, it's premature, and that's the reason why the chelev of the baby animal is not chayv to be put on the mizbeach with its mother. That's because it itself can't be a karbon. And that's Rabbi Yochanan's answer to Reish Lakish. Going back to discussing Ben Pakua, Amr Abami, he says, Hashachas a trefa umatuba ben tes chai. If a person shechs an animal which is a trefa, but he finds inside of it a ben tes, a fully developed fetus, which is alive, good old classic case of Ben Pakua, so ledivri ha'oiser matir. So according to the one who assers, meaning according to Rav Meir of our Mishnah, who says that a Ben Pakua tes chai has to be shechted, meaning he assers it until it's shechted, so he matters this animal, because even though its mother was a trefa and the mother couldn't be eaten, the ben tes chai, this Ben Pakua, is not considered to be part of its mother, so it's allowed to be eaten. Or so very hamatir oiser. According to the one who matters, he assers in this case. Rabbi Huda, the previous Mishnah, holds that Ben Pakua, Ben Tes Chai, doesn't need to be shechted because it was matir through the shechita of its mother. Well, over here, since the mother is a trefa, that means the Ben Pakua is also oser. However, Rav Amar, Rava says, Ladivri hamatir, nami mutter. Even according to the one who's matir, Rabbi Huda, even in this case, the Ben Pakua is mutter. Why is that? Because Dal Simanim Achshu Be'Rachmana, the Torah matters for simanim, and we already explained this term in the previous daf. This means that there's an option of shechting for simanim. The mother's two simanim could be shechted, and that matters the shechita of the baby. Or in this case, where the shechita, the mother is not going to matter the child because the mother's a trefa, not a problem. We could still shech the two simanim of the baby of the Ben Pakua, and that's also perfectly fine. That's what we mean by four simanim. Now, Rav Chizur says similarly, Hashech is a trefa, must be bent as chai. He shech an animal which is a trefa, and he finds a fully developed 9 month fetus inside, which is alive. Good old Ben Pakua case, ayin hei on the base on top, ton shechita, it requires. requires shechita, v'chayv Israel chayv v'keva, and it's chayv in the den of Israel chayv v'keva. We know that anytime a person shechts a regular animal, not a carbon, just an animal for a barbecue or Shabbos ikchalin, he has to give three parts of the kayin, Israel chayv v'keva, and so this ben paku over here has a den of Israel chayv v'keva. Those parts have to be given to the kayin. However, v'meis, if this ben paku dies without shechita, tarm l'tam v'masa, Rashi actually takes out the word v'masa, meaning when this ben paku dies without shechita, it is not tummy, it's not nevela. That's because the shechita, the mother, was metaret. Same way that we say by a treifa itself, the shechita's treifa metaharas miday nevela. So too, the shechita, the treifa mother, was metaret's ben paku, a child from nevela. Now, Amrli Rava, really Amrli Rabba, he asks us as follows: what you're saying seems to be contradictory. Ton shechita keman kremeir. You're saying this ben paku requires shechita. Who's that like? It's like kremeir. But then you say v'meis tarmelatam masa, that if it dies, it's now tahar. It's not considered nevela. Keman, who's that like? Kirabon. It's like the rabbanon that the shechita of its mother was metaret. What's going on? You can't pick both sides of the argument. So Chiz responds to him, "Tamech, but according to you, what about the brayz from Rambchia that says the same thing? Hashaychas a treifa, mazav ben teschai, ton shechita requires shechita v'chayv Israel chayim and keva, but v'meis v'dais tarm l'tam v'masa. And here as well, ton shechita keman, who that be like Rav Meir, and v'meis tarm l'tam v'masa, who that be like Rabbanon? So how would you answer that brayza? So Rabbi responds to him, "Holikash, that's not a question. Rambchia, the way that he's talking about is im kvar mitzoy meis ka'amar. He's really talking about a situation is that if when the mother animal, which again was a treifa, was shechted, and when they opened her up, they found that the ben pakuah was actually dead. That's what it means. Kfar mitzoy meis. It was already found dead. So then it's not metame because the shechita of its mother was metaret from nevela. So now the rabbi flips the question back. El didcha kasha. But according to you, it's problematic. You still haven't answered how you're able to take both Rav Meir and the chum's shita. So Rav Meir responds to him. Lidi namile kasha. Even according to me, it's not problematic. Dalad siman machshir berachmana. I really hold like the rabbanon, but the retire was machshir for simanim, namely when the two simanim of the mother was shechted. That helps in as much to be metaret midei nevela. But then we also have the two simanim of the ben pakuah itself. So if a person wants to eat the ben pakuah, he would have to shecht it. And therefore, I'm not taking from Rav Meir here and Rabban there. I just hold like the Rabbanon. Now, continuing to discuss this, Kisalik Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei Rebbe Asi, that's a proper girsa, not Lirabasi, because that would mean the Rav Zeira found Rav Asi. The girsa is Rebbe Asi, the Rav Asi found Rav Zeira, to Yosef Ka'amr Leil Hashmaitza. He was sitting and saying this over, and Amrli told him, Yasher, what you're saying is good. V'chein Rav Yechanan, this is what Rav Yechanan said. So Rav Zeira asked him, Mechal de Paul Gadar Shem Lakish, that's Mashma, the Rav Lakish argues with him. So Rav Asi responded to him, I can't tell you whether or not Rav Lakish argues with Rav Yechanan, it's because Mashma Avashayle Vishasakle. Rav Lakish had a custom, when he heard Rav Yechanan say something that he didn't agree to, he would wait an hour or two, he would be quiet and not say anything, and I left the base medrash by then, and so I didn't hear Rav Lakish's response, so I don't know if he actually argues with Rav Yechanan. It was Ve'eged Amri, some say that this was Rav Asi's response, Mishta Avashasi Vishasakle. The Rav Lakish was drinking at that point in time when Rav Yechanan said what he did, and that's why he didn't respond, and I left the base medrash before Rav Lakish responded, so I don't know if Rav Lakish actually argues with Rav Yechanan. We now go on to explain the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Shazuri, Aymar Afilu V'chulu. Rav Shimon Shazuri had said that if the ben pakuah is walking around, it's 5 years old, it's plowing a field, no problem, you could eat it even without shechita. Ask the Gemara, Hainu Tana Kama, isn't that the same thing as the Tana Kama, Rabbi Yehuda? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say the ben pakuah doesn't require shechita? What's the difference between him and Rav Shimon Shazuri? And so Rav Kani answers, Hifres l'gavi karkei g'benayu. The difference is, if it was hifres, if it put its parasis, it put its hooves on the ground, that's a nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a ben pakuah that's alive doesn't require shechita only in as much as it didn't stand up yet. But the moment it stood up, since it looks like a regular animal, we have to shecht it simply so that other people don't get confused. Because if you don't do that, they're going to see you taking a regular animal. They're not going to know it's a ben pakuah, so they're going to think you're taking a regular animal and eating without shechita. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the moment it puts its hooves on the ground, already that's going to be chayvin and shechita. But according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, no, even if ben pakuah is walking around, no problem, you don't have to shecht it. Here the Gemara inserts something that seems to be not related. Amram Sharshi tells us, Ladivar Amar Chayshel Zera Av, according to the man to Amar, there were chayshish for the father Zera. The baby animal is born, halachically it follows not only its mother, but also its father. So ben pakuah abal behem mal yasa, havlat elin takana, a male ben pakuah that mated with a regular female animal that's not a ben pakuah, its child elin takana, there's no way to eat it, and that's because, as we'd explained a number of daf ago, an animal is matur through shechita of both of its simanim. The problem is, the child of this ben pakuah is considered to already have had one of its simanim shechted due to the fact that its father was a ben pakuah, so since its father doesn't require shechita, it doesn't require shechita, that means one of its simanim is already considered shechted, whereas its second simon, which is so to speak coming from its mother, does require shechita, and we know that shechita of just one simon on an animal is invalid, so therefore this child of the ben pakuah father and the non-ben pakuah mother is not able to be eaten at all. Now going back to our discussion regarding a ben pakuah that walked around and whether or not requires shechita, Amar Abaye says, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, Bakalut ben pakuah shemutter. That if our ben pakuah was a kalut, it didn't have split hooves, its hooves were connected together, which we already discussed as animal previously, that's mutter without shechita even though it walked around. In my time, why would that be? Why would you agree to that? That's because Kol Milsa de Tmiya, anything which is a wonder, it's wow, that's a big chedesh, midker de chirila inchi, people are going to remember it. So if people see you eating a kalut without shechita, you're going to say, ah, it's because the kalut ben pakuah, and they're not going to say that you're allowed to eat regular animals without shechita. Now, Kedami, some say that Amar Abaye Abaye had said, Hakol Maitim, everyone agrees, Bekalot ben Kaluta ben Pekuha, Shemotar. That it's only if this animal is a Kalut and its mother was a Kaluta, and again, this animal they were talking about is a Ben Pekuha, only then it's allowed to be eaten without shechita. In my time, what would that be? That's because Trey Temehi, Midkar Dechiri Inshi, two very unique, surprising, wondrous things, such as a Kalut ben Kaluta, which is also Ben Pekuha, people are going to remember, and they're not going to be mistaken thinking that other animals don't require shechita. Now, what's up, Sak? So, Amar Zeir Amar Chanina, Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that a Ben Pekuha is allowed to be walking around, plowing your field, doing whatever, moving and eating hay, and you could eat it without shechita. Rav Shimon Shazuri, Matir, Bibinoi, Uben Binoi, Atsev Kaladaris. Rav Shimon Shazuri, Matir is not only Ben Pekuha itself, but also the child of Ben Pekuha and its grandchild till all generations. In other words, if you were to start a farm with two Ben Pekuhas, mother and father Ben Pekuha, and you were to have a child and they would continue having children, and everyone comes from those original Ben Pekuha parents, none of them require shechita whatsoever. Riachnamer, he says, Hu Mutter, the Ben Pekuha itself is Mutter, Ubenoi Asr, but the child of Ben Pekuha is Asr without shechita. Now we have a story, Ad Bar Chavu, Havale Ben Pekuha, Dinofel Duva Ale. He had a Ben Pekuha that a Duva, Rashi's Gir says Diva, which is translated as a wolf, it fell on it and it made it a trefa, it was gonna die. Also, Kamed Ravashi came to Ravashi, Amalei Ravashi told him, Zil Shachte, go and shecht it. So Amalei told him, but Amar Zairi, Amar Chanina, Alach Krabshim Shazuri. Zairi said, Shem Chanina, Alach Krabshim Shazuri doesn't require shechita. And Rechan Rabshim Shazuri, Matir, Bimnoi, Bembenoi, Yatsev Kaladarais. And Rabshim Shazuri himself, Matir, not only Ben Pekuha, but also his child and his grandchild for the rest of all generations. And Ophila Rabbi Yechon, Alika Amar, and even Rabbi Yechon only argued with this, El Benoi, only in regards to the child of Ben Pekuha, Aval Ihu, Loi. In regards to Ben Pekuha itself, Rabbi Yechon agrees that it doesn't require shechita, so why are you telling me that I have to shecht it? So Amalei told him, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon was just saying that in Shitas Rav Shimon Shazuri, but not that Rabbi Yechon holds like that, and that's why you still have to shecht it. The fellow continued asking him, but Amar Ravin Bar Chanina, Amar Ula, Amar Chanina, that halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, that halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, and v'loy ay, not only that, elakol makam shishan Rav Shimon Shazuri mishasenu. Anytime Rav Shimon Shazuri is taught in our Mishnah, and actually, it's not just in Mishnah; it's anytime we have Rav Shimon Shazuri being taught, halacha kamaisa, halacha is like him. So how can you tell me I have to shecht it? So Amalei responded to him, I know ki hasvirli, I hold like the following memra, not the way that you just quoted it, I hold different. Dom Rabbi Yonasan, the Rabbi Yonasan said, Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri b'mesukin b'trumas ma'aser shel demai. The halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri only in the case of mesukin and trumas ma'aser of demai, but not in other cases. And that's why I paskin that you have to shech this animal. Now let's explain what this means, mesukin and trumas ma'aser of demai. So mesukin, what's this case? And now we have a Mishnah. Barishan originally, how you used to say, Hayotze b'koiler, if a person's going out in chains, he's about to be killed by the king, by the government, whatever it is, v'amar, and he calls out to people who are nearby, kisu get lishti, write a get for my wife, but he never said, write it and give it to my wife. And that's a very important thing when it comes to getin. You have to tell your shliach, write it and give it, but he didn't say give it. They could still write and give it because we attribute it to the fact that this fellow is so furblungent, his mind's all in bubble, he's about to be killed. So that's why he didn't say tenu, but of course he wants to have the get given to his wife. But then Chazul Lamer, they said, even somebody who's going on a sea journey, or if he's going in a caravan through the deserts, even in this situation, if he tells people write a get and he forgot to say give it, we can still give it. He added on, even a person who's mesukin, he's very sick, he's gonna die. So even that person, we say that his mind isn't fully about him, and that's why he forgot to say tenu, but he really meant to say tenu, and that's why we could give the get to his wife. So that's member number one, Rav Shimon Shazuri, and Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai, what's this case? So let's just give a little bit of an introduction. We know that Demai is produce that came from an Am Haaretz, and there's a chashash that Am Haaretz did not take off proper Ma'aseres, which means he also didn't take off Trumas Ma'aser, and that has to be given to a Kayin. So when the person has this Demai produce, he has to make sure to take off 1/100th of it, and that's for the Kayin, that's the Trumas Ma'aser of Demai. So now that we know that, the Mishnah tells us, Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai, Shechazru Lim Kaima. Let's say this fellow separated Trumas Ma'aser from Demai, and then it fell back into its place. It fell back into the bucket he just took it out from, and now the problem is, we have Meduma. We know that Truma or Trumas Ma'aser, they have the same din. They're only bottle 1 in 100, but this was just one part taken out of 100, so that means that it fell 1 into 99, and so it's not bottle, and that's going to be a huge loss for him if he's not able to eat all of this, and he would have to give everything to a Kayin. So Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no problem. Af b'chayl shaylev echal pev. Even during the week, he can go to the Am Haaretz that he got this from and ask him, did you take off Ma'aser? And if he said that he took off Ma'aser, you could trust him and eat it. Now, the reason why he's saying af b'chol, even during the week, is because there's this unique din regarding Demai, specifically on Shabbos, that if a person has Demai on Shabbos, he clearly forgot to separate the proper Ma'aseres before Shabbos, so he's allowed to go to the Am Haaretz he had gotten this produce from on Shabbos and ask him, did you take off Ma'aser from this? And if the Am Haaretz says yes, he could trust him, and that's because of Kavod Shabbos. Rav Shimon Shazuri's chiddush over here is that even though it's during the week and it's not Shabbos, still because it's Trumas Ma'aser of Demai falling back into the original basket, we can rely on what the Am Haaretz says, and this is the second memra that we follow Rav Shimon Shazuri with. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.